Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Oss. And now, play ball. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yastrzemski scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to third. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Adams moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Heil reaches second base with a double. Randall moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. Heil scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Oz covering, for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Rice reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski scores. One out. It's 4-2, Twins. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's Twins, 4, Red Sox, 4. Tom Johnson now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montgomery moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montgomery moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Kroeger now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. Bostock moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Bill Campbell now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Heil reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller is hit by the pitch. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Bob Montgomery. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.